makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Monday, September 8th. The Texans are regrouping after falling to the Steelers by a score of 38-17, which Gary Kubiak was disappointed in almost every facet of the game. But he's most concerned about injuries to key players. Both Chester Pitts and Amon Green will be day-to-day with ankle injuries. Before we get to that, don't forget to sign up for the Pancakes and Pigskins breakfast on Tuesday, the chance to eat with the rookies, and listen to GM Rick Smith. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
I-72!
The Texans struggled just about everywhere they could on Heinz Field. The running game gained only 75 yards. Matt Schaub struggled in the pocket.
It's never on one player. It'll never be on one player. I mean, this is a team game, and everybody's got a job to do. And he can do his better than he did it yesterday, but golly, everybody can. Up front, receivers, backs, you know, I mean, tight ends. There wasn't any position on the offense of the football team that I could sit here and tell you that he was just awesome and he's fine. You know, it wasn't the case. You know, we played poorly as a group. We got our butt beat as a group.
The defense allowed Willie Parker to gain 138 of the Steelers' 183 rushing yards. And the Texans missed tackle after tackle in the third quarter, allowing the Steelers to get ahead by as many as 35-3.
You know, we tackled extremely poorly in the third quarter. You know, throughout those first two drives of the third quarter, I think we had 12 missed tackles, if I counted correctly. But, you know, against that team, they're going to keep pounding you. And you know, tackling, knowing that we had to tackle well in the game throughout the day was, you know, something we talked about all week. So it was disappointing to go through a stretch like that, you know, when they were putting the football game away, basically, you know. So, like I said, throughout those two drives in the third quarter, we were extremely poor tackling.
Now the Texans have to correct those errors and get ready to host the Ravens, a team that has a defense that is just as complicated and physical as Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at what they did to Cincinnati yesterday. They held them to, I think, 140-some yards and 8 first downs. You know, that doesn't happen in this league, and Cincinnati's had one of the better offenses in the game for, you know, going on the last 3 to 5 years. So, what do we do offensively? You know, it's not just one group or another. I mean, none of us played. We didn't play well as a group. The things that we, from a game plan standpoint, knew that we had to do to have a chance to win. You know, we had to find a way to avoid sacks, get rid of the ball, those type of things. Whenever things weren't good, we had to protect the ball. We didn't do that. You know, we had to, stay on course in third downs and make some third downs. I thought our third downs were manageable, but we didn't make, you know, didn't convert like you have to convert. So, you know, I can't sit here and pinpoint one thing. It was totally disappointing. We did nothing to help our defense in the first half. And, in the same voice, I could say they did nothing to help the offense. So, you know, normally in the course of a game, if one side of the ball is struggling, the other side picks it up. You know, that didn't happen. We all struggled. We struggled as a football team, special teams included.
Kubiak has faith that Schaub will bounce back. He said he believes in his quarterback. He also thought the defensive line did a good job of putting pressure on Ben Roethlisberger. He's most concerned about injuries. Running back Amon Green hurt his ankle, so the Texans will work out running backs on Tuesday.
Well, my concern right now is Amon's ankle, so I'll bring that one up. So, if it's going to be a problem, then we're going to have to, Darius is our first option, you know, to get ready to go. You cannot play in this league with two backs or operate with two halfbacks, you know, going into a game. So that's a big concern as we evaluate Amon's ankle right now. So, you know, with Darius, you can always bring Darius up. The next option is we've got to go out and find somebody.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, yeah!